Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. We're here to have another wonderful session of healing and information. So if you have to call in today, please do so. And today for the archives is Monday, and it's the 26th of July. And the archives will work with healing. So if you're brand new listening to the program, just come on and the healings will work for you. So, we'll see if our co-host is on, Carrie. So, Carrie, are you out there in cyberspace someplace?
I am. Hello, Ron, and hello, everybody out there in BBS land. I see Marie R. and Marie and Dulcie and Ed and Larry and Karen are already typing away. And the number, if you'd like to call in, I just put it up on the fast chat, but if you're not looking at that and you would like to call in and ask a question today, July 26th, it's the number is 888-815-9556, 888-815-9556. So back to you, Ron. You want to start with some clearings?
Sure. Let's do that. So here we go. So we'll do an emotional clearing. That's what we always start off with for everybody. So if you had any situations in your life the last maybe couple days here, maybe during the weekend, just think of that now, or hopefully you only had one of those. I'll think positive here. So everybody just had one situation, and you're probably chuckling out there. And here we go. Think of that one. So here we go. And I release it from you, the trauma. So I want you to look at it right now. Look at that trauma. And how does it make you feel? How do you sense it? Does it make your guts kind of twist in a sense? Do you feel sad? Do you feel angry? Frustrated, and we'll clear this here on a count to five to clear it, and then I want you to revisit that and look at it. You're still going to see it, but just see if it's less. So here we go, and it should be probably about 95% less, if not more. So here we go. Nothing for you to do. Don't do anything. So one, two, three, four, and five. There, it's released. So it's gone. So look at it now. And if anybody would like to call in, since you only have one of these, you don't have to say what it was, and just let us know how you feel about it. Now, naturally, the emotional body is what we normally use here. And when that gets filled up, then you go into your feeling body. So, and the feeling person is a type of person who normally uses the word feel a lot in their verbiage, okay? I feel sad, I feel happy, I feel glad, I feel betrayed, I feel, anyway, many, many things, okay? So here we go, feeling body. So this is, will also be like icing on the cake for those of you who have the emotional clearing, okay? We just got through doing. Now this only works for one issue. So think of this here, and it's only for one particular small time frame. Remember, your whole life has millions of these things. So this is why you want to do your whole lifetime clearing. So, ready? Feeling body. One, two, three, four, and five, and that's cleared. So look at your situation again, and you should feel much better about it, okay? Now, if you're one of those few people listening out there who happens to have the t-shirt on that says, I love trauma, and that's in your psychic billboard, and you're dealing with trauma all the time in your life, then we'll do a trauma clearing. So this normally I don't always do for people because they don't need it, but there might be one or two people listening who, you know, own that t-shirt. So here we go, trauma clearing. Think of the same issue if you would. Here we go, one, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll do a mental body clearing. These are all invisible energetic bodies that need to be cleared. So here we go. This will help to kind of balance your left and right brain, and it can also help you get rid of mind chatter. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll do the mind to heart drop, and we'd love to have people call in about a minute or so. And you might want to talk about how you felt during these clearings. Other people may like to also know. So here we go. Mind to heart drop. Think of an elevator. I'll go from 10 to 1, counting backwards, just like an elevator is dropping down. and you can actually feel your thoughts dropping down inside of your body to your heart center. This is how you think. Normally, it's in your head, the 10th floor, and the first floor is your heart. So dropping down, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie. I always have trouble thinking to say something after you've done the mind-to-heart drop. So, okay, what was I thinking just before you did that? Oh, I know. You just mentioned two things, two roles that the feeling body has that were interesting to me, that while we're waiting for somebody to call in or for some questions to come up on the fast chat, I'll ask you. And that is, you said, as well as people living in their feeling body rather than their emotional body, that when the emotional, and tell me if I got this right, when the emotional body gets full, it spills over into the feeling body. So do emotions go in there too? Is that what happens?
Yes, and that's what normally happens. So I think initially people don't normally use your feeling body. And then all of a sudden the emotional one gets filled up. And now because you know about emotions, and you're stuffed full of these negative situations, now you're on the journey to actually figure out for yourself why this is going on in your life, because you don't know, you know, why this is happening to you. Initially, on an emotional clearing or emotional person, you know, something happens, they go, oh, well, that happened, big deal, you know, and they walk away and hope to change your life, but it's still probably on their psychic billboard, blinking off and on, please do this again to me, because they haven't cleared your body out. Remember, your spirit and your body will imprint this also, that you need to go through this experience because you didn't get it the last time. Remember, that issue could kill you, so it'll keep recycling. This is why we have the a clearing up for the psychic billboard and then also the soul family one, because they kind of both work hand in hand. But basically, after the emotional body gets filled up, then where's that energy going to go to? It's going to go naturally to your feeling body. And so now you're older. We'll say that you turn 20 years of age, and you notice that you're an emotional wreck. And so now you figure, well, I'm going to start analyzing my situations to see what the heck's happening to me in my life. Why is this happening? So now you're in feelings, and you're fine-tuning, trying to figure out what's going on. See, a feeling person likes to explore these things and examine them. And they keep sifting it through their hands until nothing is left. And then that all recycles over again on top of their head. Where somebody who just strictly works with their emotional body, you know, they go up, been there, done that, and hope it doesn't return. Where a feeling person will want to really look at it, examine it, try to figure the thing out, figure what they did wrong. Why this person did this to them, why they did it to themselves, and they kind of go on and on and on because they're living directly with experiencing the feelings. They want to really know about that experience. And so that's the feeling body. And so typically it's stuff full too, or it gets overloaded, but you have to do the emotional one first. But just by having the emotional body, when you clear that out, very possibly the feeling body, you know, may only have 20% of the energy in it. So you're dealing with 120% energy, and the first 100 is the emotional one. Once you get rid of that, maybe your feeling body, you know, is still clogged up a little bit, but not like the emotional one, so you may not need that clearing.
Right.
So I don't do, you know, the emotional one or the feeling one after the emotional that often. And then the trauma one, again, is only for a few people. So I would say, you know, for the people out there, maybe 20% of the people deal with feelings, and probably maybe about 1% would need the, you know, the trauma one after these two clearings. So if you do need the trauma clearing, then by all means, you need to probably do the feeling one also, because that's how it kind of works. So it goes from the emotional to the feeling to the trauma. So back to you, Carrie.
All righty. Well, we have a question from Karen, and she's asking, is the psychic billboard clearing part of the soul family disconnection clearing? And also, isn't this part of the 4-in-1?
So, not exactly. The billboard is separate. The 4-in-1, we take you out of your soul family. So that's more related to your spiritual contracts and agreements, for that type of thing. So you're clean with that. So you may not need it. So the actual clearing, for the soul family disconnection, what that is like a big fly swatter. So people who haven't had the 4-in-1, they're going to be typically swatting these things off of them, because this is just strictly a way to get in the present moment to get this stuff off of you with the soul family clearing. The 4-in-1 takes you out of that. Now, if you had anything still recycling from the past coming forward, or even past lifetimes, by being out of there is one thing, but the contracts that could possibly, that would be new, could still be running from the past, okay? And so maybe having this nice fly swatter, we'll say, to get rid of your energies that have been set in motion by yourself through past lives, to have them recycle in this lifetime, and then also in this lifetime. That's why you want to do the soul family disconnection clearing, and that's good. So I hope I answered the question. As far as the psychic billboard, that's being used to transmit the energy from your soul family. I'm not sure if it's, on there. I don't think that it is. I know it could go hand in hand, but the psychic billboard, I know, is a very nice clearing for people to do.
And that information is probably being beamed out to anybody and everybody you encounter, not just, specific soul family people, I would think. Would it not, the billboard?
Yeah, the billboard is a lot of things happening to you. And your soul family disconnection is great, because people cannot connect to you through your own soul family. It's possible that another soul family person could connect to you, but they don't really have that easy access to you, because they have to go from soul family to soul family to interfere with your energetics.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So typically that probably will not happen, but I can't guarantee that.
So if one has the soul family disconnection clearing, then is that going to wipe out the messages on your billboard, or do you still need to do the billboard clearing? And
I would still do the billboard clearing, because you're having thoughts all the time. Because the soul family one is just strictly your spiritual setup and agreements done without your knowledge, okay? What you do consciously is going on to your billboard, or what your body wants to heal, okay? So you have a whole different way to look at it. So the soul family agreements is when you make an agreement with other spirits on the other side, which is the light of the darkness, to cause you harm typically, okay? So that you don't want happening to yourself. So you're completely oblivious to it, because you're unconscious to those energies, because you don't know what's happening to you behind the scenes. Now, what happens to you consciously with your body, okay, because your body wants to heal itself, that's a whole different situation. So it can still transmit up there on your billboard that it wants to, have harm done to you, because it needs to have harm so that you're able to understand that you have to heal your body. So it's two different things. Now,
and also the billboard clearing gives you the opportunity to put in what you want to send out.
Yes, that is correct. So you have a way to actually input, your future, we'll say, what you wish to bring into your life. So that's
right.
Why it's so good, because you can release the past, release the present, release the future, and then input on there what you want to have created for you.
Right. Kimberly's asking an interesting question. Can we call Ron for a private billboard session to learn about our messages? So, in other words, to find out what's on our billboard if we don't know, and then go to the website and do the clearing.
Yeah, I have done a few private sessions that way with people in the last couple of weeks, where they wanted to know what their billboard is saying, what they can do about it, you know, what's on there. So I can't actually, you know, in a sense, read that. And I'll just probably pick out what's the most dangerous for their body and also what's happening to them, you know. So it's kind of like a psychic reading because it is basically what psychics read. They're reading your billboard.
Right. Interesting.
So that's, and I do that, yeah. So if you want to, you know, do a session, I can do it. Normally they're 1 hour in length, and I can check out to see what's going on with you in your life to try to get you on the straight and narrow path here to get, you know, your spiritual empowerment. But
how many messages do you see that most of us have?
Okay. I'll just pick one person here on the fast chat, okay?
Okay.
So let's see here. Okay, I'm picking this one here. I won't say who it is, so you don't have to worry about it here. This one person is transmitting 57 messages. Okay, now I may not be able to get all those 57, but it would all be probably zeroed in on one main theme because the theme would be pretty strong. So what I'd probably have the person do, along with the psychic billboard one, is do the self-empowerment. So do the self-empowerment along with the psychic billboard so that you're able to release the blockages that you're dealing with because that's happening to you. So all these work really nicely because you can look at it and you know, you have a different way to approach what's happening to you. So the psychic billboard is what people are reading. Your self-family contracts is what's happening to you from your spirit setting you up, okay, from the other side. It's doing it in love, naturally, thinking that it's love because it has to heal your body. That's why it's here. It's here to heal your body. So it goes, man, this person doesn't get it. You know, they don't listen to me. I've probably been in communication with them for 5 minutes throughout the whole lifetime. And the soul family is there to help you understand. So that's like the big bully, okay? And then you have the interference with aliens, too, that could be going and using your billboard. But the self-empowerment is there so that you can figure out what's going on in your life, why you're not getting ahead, why negative things are happening to you. So you can do the self-empowerment one. And then if you do the other clearing, which is the what was it up here? Soul family disconnection. What that allows you to do is to like get a big fly swatter and start swatting these things away, you know, because they're still coming through to you and very possibly working with your self-empowerment clearing, you're actually dealing with issues that was probably from the past. Getting out of your soul family is great, but what happened to you with stuff from the past, okay? So that stops it. But like I said, what do you have for contracts with people 10,000 years ago? Maybe you made a agreement with somebody in your soul family 10,000 years ago to do something to you. And now they're living in this lifetime. Maybe they haven't been here for 10,000 years. And maybe you haven't been here for 10,000 years. Now you're here and these two people, you and your good friend here gets together and go, yeah, we hung out 10,000 years ago and, you know, you spanked my child. I don't like that. No, I'm going to harm you in this lifetime, you know, so I'm coming after you. I'll do it, you know, lovingly so you don't get too upset. But if you don't get it by the first or second time, then, you know, somebody else is going to come in from the soul family and now we're both going to work on you. Maybe you might have 10 people working on you. So that's kind of the way it works.
I see. Interesting. And those 57 messages that are on the person's billboard that you just peeked at, are those all the messages, or are those just 57 that are active and then maybe other ones that will pop up later?
I see them kind of running off and on, okay?
Oh, okay.
So they're transmitting it to certain people that need to know about this here, and also it's running in, you know, throughout everybody because remember you may not have somebody that you physically even know in a soul family or some other soul family. All of a sudden they just pop up and they read it and things happen to you. I think I heard a beep out there.
Yeah, is somebody on the line? Hello.
Hi.
Dan, I'm not sure if I'm up next, am I? You're up. Fire away. All righty. Thanks, Carrie. I have a question for Ron with respect to the soul family. Being that the soul family is kind of the agreements, as you mentioned, are from the other side and much of the light of the darkness, if we're having trouble with, like, our in-laws or our outlaws or our relatives, could they possibly also be part of that soulmate that actually, you know, reincarnated in our genetic line as well as other people we meet because we're drawn to them?
Yeah, I would say typically most people that you're hanging out with or, like, our relatives could be in your soul family. I've seen people where they would get together with somebody, a couple of psychic people, we'll say, and they would start talking, and they would start talking about their past lives with each other. And so as they started talking more and more, it would kind of key a lifetime in one person, which would then key another whole separate lifetime in the other person. So they would have this agenda where they're talking about different things happening to each other. And they knew that, you know, they were with each other probably for at least 10 lifetimes. And both resonated to that.
And along with that, if you can help me out on this, how this connects to that. Let's say, you know, there's theories out there with the that we pick our parents, and that's all of course, our families, that's possibly related to the soul family and the dark side in essence. However, in many ways, growing up, I had one wonderful family, genetic family, but I chose at some point to gravitate away, to go out and do my own thing, connect with people that I was attracted to, not people I inherited, just because they were related. And being like the last of 9 children, plus 2 more, I really wanted to get away. So I pulled in another whole group of people that, and interesting because names were similar, locations of the country, number of kids, and the same people with the same names almost. I had the same problems. It was really, really wild. So is it possible that they're doing parallel universes on this kind of thing?
Oh, boy. Yeah, you could open up a whole new bag of worms with that one. Yeah.
I don't mean to. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it's very possible that you could be living a parallel life and they kind of came into this life. So it's it'll be like a bleed through, and then those spirits. Okay, let's just do a scenario here, okay? They stick you in a parallel life in a clone body that looks like yours. So this clone body, you know, it's not that it's a robot. It's actually a clone without a spirit. So they stick your spirit in this body, and now it's just like you, okay? Doesn't have the same life force energy, but it does look like you, and it probably could not be recognized as not being you if it were to show up and look and walk beside you, okay? So all of a sudden, you're in that living a lifetime, and for some reason, maybe you or the people around you happen to also be in that parallel life. Maybe somehow the darkness goes, hey, you know, this person has Sally here for a friend. We're gonna stick her in this parallel life with Judy, we'll just say, okay, and all of a sudden you got Sally and Judy now in a parallel life, and now they have Tom coming along because they both know Tom, so they stick Tom into it. So you're actually living this lifetime together. Remember, this is kind of similar to the movie I just got through watching. What's the name of the movie? I mentioned it the other day.
The three parallel one?
What is it?
The one that had the three parallel lives going at the same time?
Yes. I'm trying to think what the movie's called here.
Inception?
Inception, yeah. So this is kind of like Inception, okay? And so all of a sudden you have the master controller of the whole dream, we'll say, which is in a sense like a parallel life, but we'll just call it a parallel life to make it more simple because then it's away from you. So you're forced into this, and they bring all your friends into it. And then all of a sudden your friends say, hey, why don't we all meet together here in the real life doing this here, right? And so they meet in the real lifetime, and all of a sudden now you're having maybe children or meeting people with the same scenario. And so the parallel life could have prompted the physical energies here to be the same as the parallel life.
Right. And you know, Ron, what made me think of this was I mentioned before and one time I recently lost two family members. And during that time, they're older people, and one of them was expected to go soon, and the other one wasn't. But anyway, and I have a huge Southern family, so during that time, I was watching out for emotional bodies. Believe me, I'm about ready to put Saran wrap around me as well. But anyway, to make a long story short, one of my uncles come up, and I told him my name, and he says, "Who are you?" And he used to die for me when I was a baby. And I knew him in California recently. It was just wild because not only did I see that what you're saying is possible that they're doing with us here on planet Earth, but I also saw that being done to some of the individual members of the family. And I just drew back and I didn't know what to say. I said, yes, you know me. And I figured maybe he went through a stroke or he has some memory loss, but he knew everybody else, or he knew some other people. So it was really strange how he didn't know some people who he was very close to, and he didn't know others. It was just interesting to watch a family, knowing the information we have now, to watch our family. It's really far out.
Wow. Yeah, so he probably maybe was not here. Maybe they put a clone in here. Remember I mentioned about shadow bodies that look like you. So maybe he was a shadow body. And didn't get all the information brought to who you were. I just saw, switching the gears slightly, but it deals with, like, the same topic. Saw a young boy today who, I don't know, I'll just say he was maybe 8. And his eyes were so clear, but they were doll eyes. And, you know, he was a clone. He was a definite clone here. And his eyes are just perfect. And they were a little bit larger than his age, okay? If that makes any sense, because he had eyes that looked like an adult inside of an 8-year-old. But they were very, very bright. But they had no spirit energy in them. So that must be a new clone model. And this kid was just a beautiful boy. I mean, his face was symmetrical. You know, when he gets older, boy, those girls are going to be flocking at him like crazy. Because, see, he was very, you know, at that age, you know. So I see him as being, you know, they brought a clone up from the basement. And, boy, they're getting good at things, you know.
Right. And Ron, that reminds me of something, if I may just add one more little thing in here. My nephew who passed away was young. He had been in the war and had lots of issues from the Gulf War and stuff, and so when he came and he had been dealing with those, and he had a heart attack. But when he was young, he was a beautifully blonde, very thin, gorgeous little guy. After he passed away and the funeral and everything, and I'm back home in Washington and everything, walking around doing my job, a little kid pops out of nowhere, totally out. There was a wonderful Hispanic little party, and they were all Hispanics and speaking in Spanish and music, and it was a birthday party. And this little blonde-headed kid pops out, looks just like the kid that I knew when he was young that had passed away. And it was so weird because he kept watching me, and when I was finally done with my work, he goes, "Where is she? I think she's gone now." And it was just a weird, I can relate to what you're saying, because something, I just figured that was him, that was I didn't go into thinking about it much other than that reminded me of Maurice when he was 7 or 8. You see what I mean?
Yeah, it's very possible. So you probably had a visitation from him in a different timeline because they probably wanted to see how that energy was working. So very, very interesting.
I know. I would never even thought of bringing this up. The conversation led to that. You know, I make little notes of weird things because there's so much weirdness going on that it doesn't make sense unless you have some foundation to put it, some place to put the information. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so do you have any of these, the two people that passed on, did any of their emotional bodies try knocking at your door to come into, you know, your body?
Oh, absolutely. I've been addressing them like 5 or 6 weeks because the fellow that passed away was the son of the woman that passed away. And he passed away before his mother did, which was interesting. And there's a whole, I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, it was really sad. But at the same time, I had been working with them on Be Here Now, the darkness to light, and did emergency clearing and help to get her well. She was totally well. She had no diabetes, nothing. And she was fine, but she chose to go anyway. And they did not tell her about her son's death, who was before hers. But I have such a huge Southern family. There's always someone being born or someone passing away, so I'm used to this. But now with the information that I have about all that we're studying, you know, all that I know about the clearings and healings, so yes, they did. But I had already covered it, so it was less. And when they did do that, I was able to stop it more easily.
Yep.
Whole family stuff going on there.
I know someone else.
Plus a soul family contract.
Yeah, sounds like a soul contract, yeah.
Yeah, and I also have the emotional healing for a lifetime, so I can go on there anytime and handle some of the stuff that might try to get in, too. You see what I mean?
Yep, uh-huh. Yeah, it'll always try to creep in. Remember,
and I don't want to handle them being my deceased relatives. I've got hundreds of them until I get totally to a point where they don't affect me. You see what I mean?
Yeah, so you don't want to be a dumping ground for sadness for all these things because they left, huh?
Probably, because I'm happier now than I've ever been in my life, and I'm healthier, and I'm wealthier, and everything's going in the right direction. I want to help people, of course, but I want to continue a successful action that I'm on and then be able to help them when it won't have to pull me back down two or three notches or 20, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, because these things will come into you and you ruin your life. And they'll give you all the regret, you know. They'll come forward to you and they'll say, you know, remember that time that we invited you over to have a barbecue or something when you were 7 or 8 or maybe when you were 21 and you didn't come? And then all of a sudden you go, oh, and that thought comes into your head. It's because they're telling you that thought. The dark side wants to use all these energies, you know. And so the dark side.
And that's what they're, I hear their voices. What you're saying is exactly what's been happening. And that's why I went on and did some more emotional clearing. The one lady who passed away had given me a birthday party, a sweet 16 party in Los Angeles when I turned 16. And all of a sudden, those memories were there and I heard her voice and I thought, this is crazy. I'm not going to go there. So I handled it and stopped it because the same thing with the dark aliens that are able to come into your space, whether it's orbs or with all those recordings that they do, they deliberately had those people who have recently passed away in my family, genetic line, they had recordings of their voices, but I knew what it was.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Because what happened...
Anyway, I better be quiet. This is so fascinating. Thank you, Ron and Carrie and the Lightship, all of you guys. This would be totally insane to me if I didn't have the information.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, because, that's true. Because these things just haunt
us. Very, very helpful.
And, you know, if you don't know where it's coming from or why you're getting these thoughts, it can destroy your life for you, you know, and it'll keep hounding you, you know. Especially if, let's just say... that you have, I guess probably the worst situation is somebody invites you over to their house, you know, a good friend of yours, and you decide, like, you don't want to go that day, and then they die the next day, and you have all this regret for not going over, okay?
Oh, boy.
Will come in there, and it will keep hounding you.
Why didn't you come over?
Man, I got all this.
Go ahead.
And where are you going to put it? And it'll keep doing that until it destroys your life. And you're going to feel miserable. That's
the guilt trip.
They'll guilt you to death, yeah. And that's the way these emotional bodies work. Oh, I think we have another.
Well, see, like in my family, there's some who are well-to-do, some that are a little, few of them are wealthy or close, have connections to wealth, and some are really, really struggling, like me and the rest of us. And in the past, I've helped both of these in the ways that I could. And in recent 2 or 3 years, I've been having to take care of myself more because of the economy and stuff. So, yeah, I got the guilt trip laid on me that I could have sent them more money. And I'm like, I don't think so. You know?
Wow.
Yep. Well, Victoria Ann, I'm going to see if we can move on to the other caller now, because I know we've
Thank you so much for calling.
Go
on forever.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry. I know it's endless, though. This is just endless questions. It's hard to stop. But thanks for calling.
Okay.
And do we have somebody else online there?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hi.
Go ahead.
Ron, this is Kathleen. I'm calling from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay.
I have a question, or actually what I need is direction of some incidences that have been happening to me for the last 2 months. So I'll try to be brief, but about 2 months ago, a business colleague of mine was in Philadelphia, and they called me. He called me that evening to tell me that he thought that he ran into me on the street. And after talking to whatever this was, he said it looked like my twin, but he got a name. And, of course, he realized it wasn't me. I've had two other people since then who, traveling, called me saying they saw me, ran into me, and gave me a name, and it's the same name. My friend initially that went to Philadelphia and read into what he says is me gave me a physical description saying it could be my twin, that was very stoic, almost to the point he thought I was on drugs, very mechanical and no emotions. Now, even up to today, I've had, I'd say, a total of 16 people, some that I know, that call me and address me by this other name. And so I don't know what's going on. I don't know if there's a clearing I could do, but it's just incredible.
Okay, I got to think on this one. I mean, you brought the, let's see, how do I say this here? You opened a new chapter. Okay, what's the matter?
Well, I figured I had a salesman call the office today, and I say my name, and he calls. I mean, I can tell you the name, but I just haven't wanted to address or recognize the name. And he I said, that's not my name, and he keeps calling me that. So I don't know what's going on, but I really I don't want to have any contact with this thing walking into my office.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Get it, yeah. It's, well, there could be a lot of things going on in different directions there, as you may well already know.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just give some scenarios here. One could be is that you're out in different parallel lifetimes, maybe even different ages even, and people are seeing you, and then when they see you here, that you look almost identical to that person, and they have...
Mm-hmm.
different name on that person. Okay, so that could be you doing this, or the other way around. It could be them visiting here, and maybe they're playing with the timeline. Okay.
Yes.
I'm just talking out loud here because I may have to do a clearing on this here. So maybe the dark side moved the timeline back 10 years. Okay, and all of a sudden mm-hmm. people show up 10 years ago, and they see you, and they know what your name is, and or maybe they change it slightly. And now that they're brought back in here 10 years later, you know, these are clones, okay? And all of a sudden, they know you, but maybe has a different name.
Right.
I was out maybe a year ago with this lady, and she has a daughter. And we're eating at this cafe, and her daughter, I'll just say, is about 10, okay? And,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden, this girl walks in front of this little cafe, and sits down on an outside table, and I did like 3 takes on her, and I go, man, that looks like your daughter, but about 10 years older. So this girl is in the 20s, I guess, you know, maybe 18 to 20, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So okay. She looks at it and goes, yeah, she does kind of look like her. So she goes over and talks with her a little bit. And she asked what her name was. And the name only changed about one letter in the name, okay?
Well, so this name is a totally different name.
So this is actually probably a clone, a newer generation clone of this
mm-hmm.
person that used the same name
mm-hmm.
that came through because it was just too odd. So I'll, you know, it'd be like I'm trying to think of a name. I'll just say the word like if it was a male, would it say it was Bill? Okay, so
okay.
Bill was at 10, uh-huh. right? And so the older Bill clone now comes forward at the age of 20. And you look at him and go, but it looks like Bill, you know, as he aged 10 years. And you go over to him and say, you know, you look like a friend of mine, you know, but you're a little bit older. And what's your name? Oh, my name is Billy, you know. and he goes, holy crud, you know, what's happening here, you know. And eyes look the same, you know, head looks the same. Just maybe, you know, out of the two, maybe Billy isn't shaved too well, maybe possibly, you know.
Yeah.
Or doesn't shave at all. But other than that, you know, and they have this girl had the same talents.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So it makes
you
wonder, is this, you know, what's going on here? You know,
that's what I'm wondering.
Yes. Yeah, so I might put something on the website as a clearing. I really got to wrap my my thoughts around this to see what to do with it. Because it can go in
the
directions, you know. Is it a clone of you? Are they bringing a clone of you in?
I don't know. And you see, the thing is, the friend who saw me, said that I was wearing, my hair was the same, and that the dress was similar, and that I was carrying a purse that he had seen, because it's a different kind of purse. He said it was just me now. So... That was the eerie part. He's the only one that gave me a description of others who have seen. There's only been three that have seen me. The others just call me by this name. So I don't know, but I'd like to do a clearing, yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to put that on the burner, okay? And
okay.
See what I can figure out to do.
Okay, that'd be great.
Because these clones
all right, thank
are
you
more
so
apparent.
Much.
The clones are becoming more apparent, and, you know, remember, look for people around you with perfect-looking eyes, you know.
Okay.
Perfect doll eyes. You remember the old dolls that you used to buy,
yes.
you know, when growing up, you know,
yes.
the eyes, and they look perfect and beautiful, you know. I guess, you know, all I can remember is, like, Shirley Temple or something, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they had the Shirley Temple dolls, you know, a long time ago, but...
Right.
I don't know what they have now, but you're going to see these clones looking like this here, you know, with those same eyes. So watch them because they're coming up here.
I will.
And
well,
remember,
thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Remember my phrase about the cat food, you know?
Yes, I will.
No?
Okay.
So, who's in that can? What's in that can? You know, there's not too many cats. Humans. So... Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
It was a good show today. Very, very good. Hope everybody out there
is
interest kind of tweaked up here a little bit. And wondering maybe, I guess the worst part is, who are you living with, you know? I don't really want to say that, but, you know.
Oh, Lord.
I go, oh, you know, does my roommate or does my wife or husband kind of act strange at times? Do they go through personality switches? You know, things like this here. So that's kind of what you need to look at, you know. So it can be very awakening.
Do clones know that they are clones?
I don't know if they have that program in them to know that they're clones. No, I just think they're running a program. All they know is a program.
Yeah.
Program is what they're running.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you run a program, that's all you're running is a program.
Yeah. And we have another beep. Who's out there now? Anybody there?
This is Pat.
Hi, Pat. How are you doing?
I just wanted to kind of comment on the clone thing.
Okay.
I was watching a movie the other night, and it was starred Michelle Pfeiffer and Ashton Kutcher. And I was watching because I'd never watched a television that was a 60-inch screen before. And they had a lot of close-ups of these people's eyes. And it was really amazing to me because when you look in the eyes of Michelle Pfeiffer, you knew somebody was home. But when you look into the eyes of Ashton Kutcher, the male star of the show, there was nothing in there. There was no one home.
Boy. I can't give those names myself. I see a lot of ones that way.
It may just be my imagination, too, but that was my experience.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of close-ups, and the show really did call for, some sensitive acting. And it's like his body had all the movements, but when you looked into his eyes, it's exactly like what you said. It's like doll eyes. It's like, they're perfect, he's perfect, but nobody home.
Yep, that's it. You got it completely. And they're doing very well with fabricating the spirit in people, you see. So they almost got that thing wired, so that they can do it properly. Because you do feel some life force. Now, the boy that I saw today had no life force energy. What you can do if you're just a regular person, what you might try to do is first tap your palm chakra. That'll kind of alert your body because you want to get your body to feel energy with the palm of your hand, okay? And then put your palm of your hand out. It doesn't matter if it's left or right. And but you might have one hand that's more sensitive, okay? So that it could matter slightly. But just put your hand out and just kind of sample the energy of a person that you know. Just briefly and have your body tell you, is this person real, okay? And then get somebody else and do it and kind of practice this here. And all of a sudden you're going to find somebody when you put your hand out like, nothing is there, hello, Or like you like this young child, like, well, he doesn't feel like a young child to me. He doesn't have anything, And then you see a person next to them or a couple of seats away and you look at them, and, yeah, they have life force energy because you can feel their auric field, you can know that they're emitting love energy. Okay, that's the difference. It doesn't matter if they're happy, sad, or whatever. They still have love energy being emitted from their body, where a clone is like a robot. And it's not necessarily a robot, but it has a program. I don't want to confuse the word because we're going to be doing a robotic clearing. And that's an imprint from a program on you, where a clone is a physical makeup of maybe you. Maybe they even did some swapping of one person to another, where they do genetic engineering. And all of a sudden, they create this thing and it's up here living and they're just seeing how it works, but they have a program that they're running. They may have a program to go to work. Maybe they even live their whole life here as a clone. Maybe the clone, is actually growing old like a regular person.
Yeah, and I can't say the actor is a clone, and it might have made a difference if I was in his physical presence. And sometimes maybe some people are just so shy that they don't let their spirit shine through their eyes. I don't know. But in this particular situation, it was definitely nobody home.
Yeah, the spirit will always come through. It has to come through your eyes. It'll always look out if it can. Unless it's, isn't. But it always does that. So you have no way to really not have your spirit look out of your eyes. I don't think you can stop that. The only way you can stop it is to get entities in or take drugs or something to have it pop out. But it does it automatically because it has to see where it's going. It has to see what it's doing. It has to see for interaction. So very... very, very interesting. So we got off on clones this week.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I don't know. Who are you sleeping with? I had one person call me up and a while back, and he mentioned that, and he said, you know, he's in the dating age, you know, and he says, you know, I went to I go to bed with this girl, and, boy, she didn't feel right at all. And her eyes looked really weird, and I just hopped out of bed and, you know, made some excuse and took off, you know. And so, you know, he was at least aware. So what's that song going to do, you know, with you, you know, when they work us in time? And I'll just go a step further. What are they going to do with the sperm and the egg after, you know, an encounter, okay? Are they going to take that down to the basement and have you clone, too, with your sperm or your egg? Remember, because they're both sitting there, typically, if that's the time of the month. You see where I'm going with this here?
Yeah, creepy.
So it is pretty creepy, okay? So this person, like, ran out, you know, like, ah! You know? And if you notice, that when they do the vampire movies, too, they normally have those people with black eyes in the movies because there's no spirit in them.
Right.
So I'll just suggest that, too. You know, they probably have contacts on that doesn't, you know, allow that. But regardless, you know, they're showing you something. So remember, everything in probably the sci-fi end of things, the movies are more than likely going to be real. You know, it might be ahead of its time. But remember, they're showing the ground crew here of the darkness what's going to happen so they can get prepared for it. So, you know, what you're seeing now, they're probably understanding and realizing by watching that movie. And that's probably going to be the future that could be here, you know, maybe in, 10 to 20 years. So that's why I'm concerned about the can with the cat food, because the aliens loved cat food. That was their treat. And, you know, we have overpopulation here, okay? So, anyway.
Oh, lovely.
So, I'm just, that one really hit me, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't even see any cats in the movie, you know? Anyway, for the cat lovers out there, I'm sorry. So, anyway.
Thanks for calling, Pat.
Look at people's eyes and see how they respond. That's the whole thing. You know, that's the main thing. Boy, it's very interesting.
Well, Ron, I think we have about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, we're running out, it looks like. Boy, this is a quick show.
Yeah, isn't it? We have a slew of questions. I'm trying to see if there's anything that's real quick. Let's see. Marie R. was asking a while back if on the crown chakra clearing, 60 minutes is needed for each stage, if you have to do the full hour. So that could be a yes or no answer, maybe.
Yeah, normally the counter is typically defaulted sometimes to 60. It could be less, could be more. Typically 60 is for most people what they would need.
Okay.
Oh, exactly. But, you know, just allow it to run.
Okay. And then on the same sort of theme, Kimberly's asking if we have off our body, away from our body chakras on this planet. I'm assuming, Kimberly, that you mean our body ones.
Hmm.
Or maybe she means the planet. I'm not sure.
Boy.
So do we have chakras that extend past our body? Because I know in metaphysical and New Age groups, they do talk about ones that are off our body.
Well, it does radiate, you know, away from us, yes.
Okay.
Is it going to be a life form walking with just chakras? That might be another question. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think that your energetic system can be present without a physical body. Although, you know, the energetic system would be like an emotional body too, but I don't think there'd be chakras involved with that. I may have to put that on the back burner too to see if there's something. But, you know, the previous one from Kathleen, that's very interesting. So I'll have to see if I can do a clearing on that. Well, that could be very complicated.
Yeah. But what about our physical bodies that we have? Like, do I have a chakra that's a foot off the top of my head?
Okay, yeah. If people do have additional chakras, all I work with, though, is the first seven. Normally it's only the sixth.
Right.
And the seventh one is what the aliens gave us to plug us in. So really, your body energy is the six chakras. The seventh one is what they claim typically the connection to the divine source energy or whatever. That's what they show. Like in all the yoga pictures, the ray of light coming
right.
into your head or something. And that's
right.
just the alien cordings. So if you had little spaceships up there putting into energy into you, then that's what it would be.
Right.
But that's why you want to have the chakras closed off. We have that clearing to close off your chakras, chakra disconnection. So we should probably get going here.
Yeah.
So say blessings to all of you. And our next show is Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific time. And we have our 8-hour session coming up this Sunday. So blessings
okay,
to
great.
All of you. And thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay,
thank
we'll
you.
See you later.
Thanks for everybody who called in. Bye-bye now.
Bye.